Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Well, footage has surfaced on YouTube citing that an Idaho resident claims could be the return of an extinct dinosaur species. The object in the video, dubbed a pitosaur, depicts a brownish-winged creature appearing to fly low above the trees, perhaps stalking its next victim for lunch. Numerous critics on YouTube have dismissed this one as a hoax, as the winged prehistoric creature might have had feathers, among other inconsistencies, indicating that this is either a drone or a trick or special effects. Still, some cryptid enthusiasts have cited other accounts of an alleged pitosaur presence in the United States and other parts of the world. One site even claims that the pitosaur hotspots can be found in the states of Ohio, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, Indiana, and Michigan. What do you think? Have you witnessed something like this? You can take a look at the YouTube video and vote. Look for the real or hoax buttons at the top of each post. Let us know what you think at darkmatternews.com. In a groundbreaking development in robotics, Masahiko Yamaguchi, who goes under the moniker Dr. Guero, first demonstrated his bicycle-riding robot, Primer V2, at the IREX International Robot Exhibition in 2011. Just recently, a new viral video was released showcasing the robot's complex balancing and steering. But wait until you see his predecessor. Although Primer V2 in the video still appears to be controlled by remote, Yamaguchi also has integrated artificial intelligence features into later bipedal walking generations of the Primer series. According to his most recent updates, Primer appears to now dance autonomously and walk a tightrope. Are we another step closer to the future that we've been looking forward to for decades?
Want to lose weight? Then turn your body into a furnace that literally melts the fat away. That's exactly what Thermometer does. Thermometer is uniquely formulated with patented ingredients like bitter orange, brown seaweed, and decaffeinated green tea. Their combined thermogenic properties boost up your metabolism and turn up the heat in your body so you melt the fat away without any jittery side effects. Thermometer is not available in stores. It's only available to listeners of this station. We're giving away 100 free bottles right now to anyone who enrolls in our special trial offer. Call now for your risk-free trial offer. 800-710-3720. 800-710-3720. 800-710-3720. One more time. 800-710-3720.
Well, Dark Matter News staff writer King Slayer sends us another list of haunted hotels, this time in New England. Well, New England certainly has a history of spooky atmospheres. The West Coast many haunts are attributed to the violence and unrest of the Gold Rush and the good old age of cowboys. Whereas the East Coast has a certain Revolutionary World America feel that seeps into every crack and bit of chipped paint in its many aging buildings. A feeling that many claim is actually spiritual energy left behind from those that passed on. If this is the kind of thing you're looking for in your next vacation destination, then I'd suggest looking into a few of these very special locations for a place to lay your head, and let's just hope that you bring it with you when you leave. He goes over several, starting with the Beale House Inn in New Hampshire. Welcoming guests since 1933, those who inhabit the inn have been said to slam doors, stomp up and down the stairs, and carry on conversations in occupied rooms. Over in Connecticut, it's the Captain Grant's Bed and Breakfast. Opened in 1754, this bed and breakfast has acted as a home to generations of the Grant family, as well as housing Continental soldiers during the Revolutionary War and escaped slaves during the Civil War. Reports claim that the ghost of a woman and her two children, complete with plenty of strange sounds and odd sensations, can be seen and heard throughout the old building. Over in Maine, the Kennebunk Inn, where a former night watchman enjoys playing pranks on employees he finds less than desirable. I sure hope he doesn't mind millennials. And finally, in Deerfield, Massachusetts, at the Deerfield Inn, there's the mischievous kid-friendly ghost named Herschel that has been known to make a mess in room 148. They say he rearranges the bedclothes and tosses magazines around like an angsty teenager. But where are his parents? The moral of the story, all throughout the country, you can easily find yourself at one of these humble haunts, and if nothing else, you'll at least have a good story to share with Art Bell on Halloween. I'm Leo Ashcraft, Dark Matter News.